This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. And, Vince, something interesting. Just wanted to cover it real quick before we get started today. A competing network to you. Well, you know, we don't have any competition, Vince, where we teach class like a format that no one else has. But if we were to have competition, a major network decided the biggest news story, or at least one of the biggest they were going to cover all day yesterday, was the fact that we don't have female crash dummies. And I get it. You know, woman might be a little smaller, whatever. But that got unbelievable airtime on this major network, and I'm thinking we have inflation, war in Europe, possibly nuclear war coming. We have supply chain problems. We got economy that is at best not doing very well. All the inflation. We got problems on farms with shortages and supply chain, and we got problems in the cities, and they decided that was the biggest topic to cover, Vince. The fact that we only have had, and I didn't know, think about this, we only had male crash dummies for the past 50 years. So,
as you say that, Bert, I'm just wondering, who would this crash dummy be modeled after? And I'm thinking Kamala Harris. Because that would cover the blacks, the whites, the confused, and the bona fide dummies all at the same time.
Yeah, well, there's an idea for you, Vince. Or I suppose you could just say, keep the dummies as they are and just say, this dummy's identifying as a woman. But anyway,
you know what's really, you know what's funny about this whole thing, Bert? Seriously.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, no one ever thought that the dummy was really a sex anyway. It was just a dummy. I don't think they had dummies with biological sex features. I think they were just dummies.
Well, I don't want to spend more time on it either, because my point was we shouldn't be spending time on something so innocuous and irrelevant. Vince, so if it's okay with you, I'd like to just leave it at that. Was kind of ridiculous to be hearing about that. And, Vince, I got something closer to home for you to open with. And when I say closer to home, I mean closer to natural farms. And I belong to this organization, and I hadn't told you about it before, but it's, I don't want to give a plug to them, so I won't mention their name. But what they do is they set out and have nice dinners at farms, and you can go there and spend a few hours and have a wonderful dinner cooked by some of the best chefs in the country, and you can drink some wine. In fact, you can probably drink all the wine you want. And they typically have these literally in the middle of someone's working farm or working ranch or in this case, something that just came across my desk, a working cattle farm. So I sent it over to you, and you were taken by it because it reminded you a lot of natural farms and what you're building. But, Vince, it's $375 to spend an evening, and I guess that's till the sun goes down, having dinner and drinking wine at a cattle ranch in Half Moon Bay. That's not too far from where I am here in the south San Francisco Bay. And $375, Vince. It starts at 4 o'clock, and you can meet the cows and have a great dinner. And you know, it's a gourmet dinner from top chefs. And, well, Vince, you can't book it because they're booked. They're filled up. But it's 4 o'clock on Saturday, May 13th, $375 each. That's not a couple. So that's, my math is right, that's $750 for two. What does it cost to camp out at Natural Farms? And, well, it may not be a gourmet dinner, but it's pretty good, I think.
Well, you could have Natural Farms beef, Natural Farms eggs, you know, the pesticide-free, herbicide-free, and, well, for $375, if you decide you wanted to camp here for during the week, it's $23.40 per day. Now that's for, you know, like four people. So you could camp for 16 days at Natural Farms for the price of one dinner. Or one of these, hey, let's go visit this farm and have some dinner there. It's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. So four people, that'd be $1,500. That's $1,500 divided by $23.40. You could camp here for 64 days. If you brought four people to that other site for $375 for dinner, to visit a farm, you could visit our farm for 64 days for four people.
Yeah, it's but amazing. Those are full days. This is presumably just probably more like 4 hours. So you got to times it by another eight or so to figure the true ratio.
Yeah. So, class, what we've decided to do is make it as absolutely affordable as possible, as low cost as possible, and as to have the greatest learning experience possible during that time. That's what we're trying to do. But it's not for everybody because, heck, you know, you'd have to, if you wanted our beef, you'd have to cook it on the grill that would be at your campsite, which is provided. So the firewood, natural firewood, you know, tree limbs, you put that in the fire pit. You can cook your hamburgers or your steaks. If you bring a pan, you can cook your eggs. And world-class beef, world-class eggs, no question about it. And I'll bet you, Bert, I'll bet you that they don't offer blue eggs for dinner there. I'll bet you they don't. We do, but I'll bet they don't. That's amazing to me how much money people are willing to spend for so little. And by the way, that probably pales, that $375 probably pales in comparison to spending 5 days at Disney. You know, hotel, travel, meals. It's amazing what people are willing to spend and leave without learning much, if anything at all.
Yeah.
Bert, I'm interested in your take on are you planning on teaching some classes here, either remotely or in person at Natural Farms at USA Prepares Farm, Natural Farms?
Sure. Don't have a lot I can teach on camping, and my cooking's well, probably, you know, nothing that would be that outstanding, but I can teach on some technology topics, and hey, maybe bring a spectrum analyzer, and we can, I don't know if you've done that yet, Vince, taking a portable spectrum analyzer and seeing if there's, what kind of signals are coming in there. Another USA instructor actually just sent me a analyzer. Just received it yesterday, so you can, it literally fits in your shirt pocket, and you can explore the spectrum, see what signals are coming out. If nothing else, be interesting to see, do cell phone signals make it out into the farm? And, mm-hmm. in fact, Vince, I guess you allow people to use cell phones, but hopefully if they're there, you know,
they can use them.
That's not what they came for. They, you know, they came to kind of experience nature. And
they came to get away
from all that.
Well, you're talking about, when you mention the instructor, I presume that you're talking about Lou Cassidy, electrical engineer, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. And you know what he did? He came over to the farm, and he has this big grin on his face, and he's handing me this box. And this box is a meter. He wanted to make sure I had the right digital volt ohm amp capacitance meter. He handed it to me. He said, you need this. And here's one for your son. And here's one for your wife. And then here's some other ones that are less expensive that you can use and put them in the trucks. That's Lou Cassidy. Lou Cassidy. And I was on the phone with him yesterday, and he had a great idea. I mean, a really great idea. He has a transmitter, low-power transmitter. And we talked about using a J-pole antenna and transmitting USA Preparers right from the farm, on the farm. So it'd be low power, but you'd be able to tune in with your radio, you know, FM radio, USA Preparers. You know, if you feel like doing that while you're here. So I can take the files from the broadcast, put them in a stack, and just say play. Or just replay what GCN has on the USA Preparers channel right off the internet. I could just connect that and play that. So if you want to hear USA Preparers while you're here at the farm, you could tune in with your FM radio. So that's kind of neat. And then, and we talked about if we had to have an all points bulletin, you know, like a message that we needed to everybody hear all at once, I would just patch in the microphone and say, just have a quick message for you. Here's what's happening. Thank you so much. We could
just send some of the dogs out with the message. Vince, I am, and I don't want to get you in trouble here, so, you know, don't.
That'll be first.
Hopefully no one's listening, but are there labor laws about dogs, about how old they have to be and minimum pay? Because I know your dogs do a lot of work on the farm. And,
they do. They do.
Are you are you breaking any labor laws there? Because
the reason that we live here in Missouri, in this particular hamlet in Missouri, is they don't have any labor laws for dogs. Not only don't they have any labor laws for dogs, they don't have any license requirements for dogs. Which means that do you know that our dogs don't have license plates on their collars? Not only don't they have license plates on their collars, they don't have registration renewals on the license plates on their collars. Do you know that? And it's legal. It's legal to not have license plates on your dogs in our county, Wright County, Missouri. That's with a W. W-R-I-G-H-T. Yeah, it's true. And Bert, we built our house. We built our farmhouse, and we built our buildings and our barns and all that. And do you know, we didn't get any permission from anybody to do it. We just did it. We didn't say, would it be okay if we built the house with these plants? Would that be okay? Or would it be okay if we put a barn right over there? Well, not over there, a little over there. No, to the left. Would that be okay? We didn't have to do that.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I was talking with Lou Cassidy, USA Prepares instructor, yesterday after the broadcast, and he wanted me to ask you, Bert, about Adam Fortunate Eagle. Does that name ring a bell?
Adam Fortunate, well, I know a different eagle. Adam Fortunate Eagle, no, recall my memory for me.
Okay, and Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle is an American Indian, and Chippewa. And he is a Native American activist, and he was involved in the occupation of Alcatraz, 1969 to 1971. He was outraged, as well as some of his brothers and sisters were, that the United States was going to offer for auction Alcatraz Island, right off San Francisco Bay. And he was outraged. He thought it was a national treasure, and why would we do that? So he and several others, he's one of the ringleaders of it, and they occupied Alcatraz, and they weren't going to leave until the federal government backed down.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Well, he's an instructor. He's a USA Prepares instructor. And he was learning about the doctrine of discovery. And he learned that if you discover a land, you can claim it for, you know, your country. And he realized that no one had ever discovered Italy. So he hopped on a jet. True story. He hopped on a jet and he landed in Italy, the international airport there. And he planted his spear in the tarmac. And he claimed the discovery of Italy for all the people.
Now, all of Italy, or did that include Sicily and the outer island?
I don't know about Sicily, but Italy, the peninsula, he discovered that. He was the first one to discover Italy. And the Pope heard about it. And he was telling our class this story on the air a couple times over the years. And the Pope heard that he discovered Italy, and the Pope wanted to meet this guy. So he and the Pope met, and he had his American Indian turquoise ring, and the Pope had his ring, and the Pope put out his ring for Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle to kiss it. And so, well, being, you know, a USA Prepares type personality, Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle put out his ring for the Pope to kiss his ring. He had a stalemate. But the Pope found him quite unusual and quite interesting. And I got to call him up and get him back on there. He really likes us. He likes who we are. And I'll tell you how I met him. I was at an airport. I believe it was Denver at the time, awaiting a connecting flight. This was many years ago. And there was this guy who was the poster image of a Native American. White hair, the presence, the magnificent presence of a Native American, reddish skin. He was the guy. And I walked up to him and I said, "Are you an American Indian?" And he said, "Yeah, yes, I am." And I said, "Well, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for all the damage that we have done to you and your people. I'm very sorry. I didn't do it myself, but Americans did." And he was quite taken back by this. And we arranged to have our seats next to each other for the next flight. And we talked. And the next thing we did was have Dr. Adam Fortunate Eagle on the air. And he doesn't back down. I mean, this guy does not back down. I mean, occupying Alcatraz was a really serious, dangerous thing. He was facing off against the United States feds. That's what he was doing. Yeah. And he won.
Yeah.
He won.
You know, I've been on the tour of Alcatraz, and the park rangers that conduct the tour, they do talk about that time period and what had happened. And, you know, at that point, the prison had gone into extreme disrepair. It's for those that are attending this class, it's actually something worthwhile visiting. It's, they've restored the prison and the land, and you can go on tours run by the Parks Department, I believe the Federal Parks Department, and it's quite interesting. I think everyone should go on it, because you can picture yourself what it would be like to be spending years in that desolate island where you can see beautiful San Francisco, yet have no freedom.
Right. Right. And he donated an 18-foot totem pole to the city of Livermore in 1969. And then the city installed it, but they cut it off. They shortened it. He was livid. He put a curse on the city's sewer system until they restored it.
Doctors don't lie, guy. I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. An IRS special agent said to be involved in the federal investigation into Hunter Biden is seeking whistleblower protections and wants to provide evidence of illegal activities about the probe to Congress. Attorney Mark Lytle.
My client wants to come forward. He's not a political person. He's not a social media person. He's not coming here with a political agenda. He's been at the IRS for more than 10 years, and now he's a supervisory special agent. He's actually been trusted as an assistant special agent in charge in other cities, and trusted with international investigations and working with other countries' tax enforcement.
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter charges in New Mexico have been dropped. Prosecutor Jason Lewis and Carrie Morrissey say the decision does not absolve Mr. Baldwin of criminal culpability and charges may be refiled. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. Bert, what's next? No calls today, class, please. We're running
Vince,
out of time.
Vince, we didn't even get to the main part of our story, but real quick, I got to mention that there's another eagle that was walking eagle, and real quick for class, a past recent American president, I'm not going to say who, had gone to an Indian reservation upstate New York, and they presented him with an award, the Walking Eagle, and I guess he thought, because he traveled around and talked a lot, and I don't know if he got paid for that speech or not, maybe he did. He smiled, said a few words, and went off. And then a reporter asked the Indian chief, you know, well, what's the meaning behind, you know, what's the tradition behind Walking Eagle? And the chief said, well, to be honest with you, it's when an eagle is so full of poop, and I don't know if he used the word poop, that he can no longer fly. And I thought that was funny. Anytime I hear about Fortunate Eagle, I also think about not that they're anywhere near the same person. I think they're about as far from each other as you can get. But I think of that photograph I still have of our ex-president being presented with the walking eagle.
Yeah, and actually, there are several presidents that could be recipients of that award. But yes, I have heard that. And by the way, class, that's a joke. But Bert, please continue.
Yeah, so Vince, terrible story out of New York, and it ties together a lot of themes that we've been discussing on class, and other of the attending today may have heard about this, but we're going to maybe delve in on some different angles. But Vince, a parking garage in New York City literally collapsed from, we think, from the sheer weight of the vehicles that had been parked there. Now, this garage was built somewhere around 100 years ago. I think it had been upgraded. Originally, it was designed to hold enough weight that would be equal to about 5 cars or vehicles. And I don't believe it was originally designed to be a parking garage, but it was upgraded to it. But the net is it couldn't withstand the weight of the vehicles that are being driven and parked now, and it's, you know, I'm looking at the pictures, it's awful. I don't believe anyone died. I think, or maybe one person died.
One person died, 5 injured.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But man, the you know, hundreds of vehicles just likely totaled. I mean, even if the vehicle only got a few scratches or dents, I don't know how they're going to get them. Just removing them is probably going to destroy the vehicle. So it's awful, Vincent. And so I think what I want to kind of where I want to go on this is that some of the new vehicles that are being built are just way too heavy. They just don't make sense. The people are driving these massive SUVs in New York City. Now, why do you need this massive, I mean, I look at these things, they're the size of a hotel room on the freeway. And, you know, and in the case of New York City, there's nothing you need something so massive, in many cases designed for off-road use, when you're dealing with the traffic of New York City. So that's one thing, just the size, the mere size of these. But also the electric vehicles now, the trend has been to go to bigger and bigger batteries for more and more range, because that's the selling point now. Can you go 200 miles? Can you go 300 miles, 400 miles, 450, 500 miles? But what it requires is a massive, larger battery. That larger battery has a cost and a weight. And people that are investigating this garage, and there was probably not built, not up to code. There's probably a lot of code about violations. But aside from that, the point is that these vehicles are just massively heavy. And, you know, I'll just throw that out there. Do we really need something that heavy to go from point A to point B? Couldn't a car maybe one quarter that size suffice for your commute to the city and back? I believe most of these people were just driving into work and back home. So it's, you know, hopefully they're going to be looking at more garages and to try and prevent this from happening in the future. But Vince, this was just an almost unbelievable collapse. The whole garage, just each floor falling into the floor below.
Yeah, and what happens in a city class is there's a department of inspections. They have different names for these departments, but they come out and they look and they make sure that everything's safe. So this thing has been inspected over the years, and it's stamped safe. All the improvements have been approved, and yet it collapsed. Obviously, there's some skullduggery or something wrong with the system. I'm suggesting maybe bribes, payoffs should be investigated in this. And here's what happens, Bert. So who is responsible? Well, I guess the individual automobile policies are going to cover the cost of the damage. okay, through comprehensive insurance on the automobiles. And no one's really expecting that a parking garage is going to collapse and their vehicles are going to be smashed. But that's probably what's going to happen. There's going to be lots of suits back and forth to recover those funds from the owners of the parking garage or the corporations that own it. But, Class, if you have ever been in a parking garage, one of these concrete steel structures where you drive up higher and higher and higher and you look for that little tiny parking space, you don't feel the concrete moving. However, if you happen to be sitting in a parked car in a parking garage, you won't believe the movement as every vehicle goes by you. That whole structure shakes, wiggles, wobbles, and vibrates. No kidding. But you don't know it if you just drive your vehicle, you can't feel it. But what happens is people drive their vehicle and they get out right away. They don't feel it because they don't stay in their car waiting. But if you try that, you won't believe it. Bert, just to put an exclamation point on what you said, we built our farmhouse. We built a shop in the house, in our three-car garage. And we poured, typically for a lift, an automotive lift, you need a 4-inch concrete pad. We put in a 12-inch concrete pad, three times the thickness required. And we used four times the rebar that is required to reinforce the concrete for this lift bay. And the lift that we have is rated at 10,000 pounds. And it's made by Rotary. Rotary is the brand. It's a top-of-the-line brand. That Rotary lift is now, I can hear the electric motor that powers the hydraulic lift system strain more to lift up a new truck because they are so massive, so heavy. Exactly what you're saying. Exactly what you're saying. There's no reason for this. These trucks are so big. I'm talking about Dodge Ram or Ram. We used to be Dodge Ram. It's Ram now. Chevrolet Silverado, Ford. They're so big, we need to have step stools in order to look at the engine. They're so high. The hood compartment is so high off the ground that you can't look in it without getting on a stool. This is ridiculous. And the weight is unbelievable.
Vince, I kind of get it that car might have some utility at a cattle ranch or a farm. But in New York City, what's the point?
Bert, we have a standard, we have several trucks here, standard size, and they are fine. That's before the superstructure got pushed out. They got taller, wider, more massive. It's not necessary, Bert. It really is not necessary. They don't even fit in a Walmart parking lot parking space. It's like sitting next to a 500-pounder in an airplane. They grab too much room, really. A 500-pounder needs two seats in an airplane. I'm sorry. If you're overweight, I'm sorry. But that's the facts.
Vince, moving along.
Bert?
Article came out by... hey, we're... We didn't even get to our top topic, which we're going to talk about, hydrogen.
Well, let's
power,
do it.
Real quick, I wanted to mention a study that was published in oilprice.com I'll give credit to Alex Kimani, and the title of the article, How Clean Are Tesla Cars Really? And I think he's both an engineer and a finance writer, investor, and researcher, so hats off to him. He did a really in-depth article to kind of summarize, are Teslas improving the environment? And it's sort of, you know, the conclusion is kind of, well, maybe, but not as much as everybody thinks. Because what they do is take into account the production of the car, the life cycle analysis, importantly, the disposal of the batteries. And, you know, he comes to a conclusion that, well, you know, net, you know, maybe it's saving a little, but, you know, we don't really know what the cost is going to be of disposing batteries. So, you know, he's got to take some swag assumptions on that. And, you know, in my mind, I think the problem is the batteries are too big. And unfortunately, that's the marketing thing on how these cars are being sold. But if they put in smaller batteries with smaller range, the cost would go down, the weight would go down, the environmental impact would go down. And I think it makes more sense. But for marketing, they keep wanting to put bigger batteries in. So, Vince, the smallest battery of any EV is in, guess what, and this was going to be our primary topic in class today, hydrogen cars. Hydrogen-powered cars have a hydrogen tank to store hydrogen. They have a hydrogen fuel cell, which creates electricity out of the burning. It's not literally putting a match to it, but the fuel cell conversion of the hydrogen into energy and creates electricity. And there's an electric motor. There is a very small battery because the energy is not stored in the battery. The battery is just used as sort of an interchange between the fuel cell and the electric motor. And so the battery can be very small. The range can be very high, depending on how big a tank of hydrogen you have. And honestly, Vince, it aside from the biggest hurdle, how to produce the hydrogen economically, it's really the best technology in terms of pollution, cost, environmental impact. So it might be what we're all driving in 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, and if you look at what the feds have done, it looks like they've got 10 electric plug-in vehicles that are going to get a 75% tax, $7,500 tax credit. That's the Chrysler Pacifica, the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Aviator, the Chevrolet Bolt, the Cadillac, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Chevrolet Blazer, Chevrolet Silverado, Chevrolet Equinox, Tesla Model 3, Tesla Model Y, and what is the MSRP limit? $80,000. $80,000 for these things.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. Bert, are you going to talk about your good buddy Elon and how he ducked Texas with a mess?
Well, what I was going to talk about real quick is I did test drive a hydrogen car, Toyota Mirai. It was, Vince, it was quite impressive. I think they probably are pricing them a little less than what they really cost. I mean, good for the consumer, probably bad for Toyota in the long run. But it rode great. And honestly, Vince, it was such a nice car. There was just one thing that kept me from buying it and or leasing it, and that was I was concerned about where to get the hydrogen from, because you can't get it at every gas station. In fact, you can't get it at most gas stations. So it does have 400 mile range, which is great, but I don't think I could drive it out to the ranch, because there's not enough. There's plenty of stations in California, but there's not enough in the rest of the country.
There's not one station in our little hamlet here that has hydrogen or an electric vehicle charging station. Not one. Not one.
Yeah. And another USA Prepares instructor commented back. They were sending us cartoons of the Hindenburg explosion. And Vince, you were living in New Jersey then, correct? And when was that?
1937.
Okay.
You're talking about the Hindenburg that blew up, exploded. It was a fireball at Lakehurst Naval Aviation.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a photograph of it. Before it blew up. I have the voyage before that, 1937,
LZ-129.
Yeah.
Took that with your brain.
It was kind of a new thing back then, and the film was called 120 size. It was a large contact print. And so it was enlarged, so this photograph is about 18 inches by 24 inches. It's literally a photograph. It is not a reproduction. It is a photograph from an officer's office that was at Lakehurst Naval Station in Lakehurst, New Jersey. And for some reason, it was available on the market, and I happened to see it. Nobody wanted it. It was a photograph. It's framed. You know, it has the guy's name on the back, you know, who owned it, his office. Nobody wanted it. It was $18 back then.
Yeah, and we're joking about you taking the picture, but my mom told me about it, and she was alive back then, and it was one of those things that you remember for the one of those news stories you remembered for the rest of your life. That, and she would always tell me about War of the Worlds broadcast. I think that was 1939. That she, again, living in New York City, she told me about that. That was another one of those stories.
Yeah, and Mrs. Finelli's grandmother owned a farm, and LZ-129, the Hindenburg, flew over the farm, and her grandmother could hear the roar of the engines and as it was going toward docking at Lakehurst Naval Station. Naval Air Station. It's absolutely true. And next time it flew over, it was the last time. And, you know, they say that they found a .30-06 brass casing, and they wonder if somebody shot a hole in Hindenburg and the hydrogen escaped, and there was a spark from the connecting tower, the landing tower, and just lit the whole thing up. Hydrogen goes up in flames. The flame travels, I don't think there's any gas that travels, the flame travels any faster than hydrogen. And that's why diesel engines class, you heard Charles talk about this when he was teaching a class about energy. Diesel engines, the reason they don't have high RPM engines like 6,000, 8,000 RPM like you can get in a race car or gasoline, it's because the flame travels too slowly to reach those RPMs. But, Bert, SpaceX's Starship blew up
a
couple days ago.
They're calling it a success because they were able to test a lot of it. But,
yeah. That's what most people call car crashes, successful testing.
NASA put the next launch on hold until they get to see a full report. Vince, there were no people on board, so it was not going to the moon or to Mars. It was unmanned. But, I do give credit that we're experimenting. I can remember as a little kid growing up that pretty much, every week on the news we'd see something about a rocket ship blowing up on the launch pad. We had many, many explosions until we got it right turned out to be the Atlas missile with the Mercury capsule was pretty safe and but we had a lot of mishaps before we got it right, so that's part of experimentation.
Yeah, we also experimented at Alamogordo, New Mexico, and we left radiation all over. And we detonated atomic bombs in the atmosphere and in the ocean and on the land. And we experimented with lots of things.
Yeah, I was.
And
just at
Elon
a party.
Musk is leaving a disaster in his wake.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why: we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.